joining us in studio like she does every Wednesday. Betsy Lundy is here from the Downtown Bangor Partnership. Welcome as always.
Thanks for having me, Rich.
Wonderful to have you here again. And you've brought another guest with you this week. Would you like to introduce her?
Yes, I brought Nazarin Dixon from the First Wealth Management.
Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for inviting me.
Well, and you've got a very interesting story. We were talking during the break. Not a lot of people in downtown Bangor who made their way here from Azerbaijan.
Correct. I am from Azerbaijan. And
how
I
did
am
this
in downtown.
Happen?
Well, I guess my journey started about 12 years ago. And so I lived in different parts of the country. I lived in Colorado, attended school in Oregon and Colorado, went to high school in Miami. And then my ex-husband decided that Maine was a great place and he got offered a job. And we've never been to Maine before. And we thought, oh, what a great idea. And so here we are.
Okay.
12 years later.
Fantastic. And well, what do you think after 12 years?
Well, it's a great place to live. That's why I'm still here. Now, I'm not loving the weather.
Well, no. When you know it's not going to get better anytime soon.
No, it's not.
No.
Global warming.
But, you know, my boss always says, Nazarin, not even one Mainer loves January, February, and March.
It's true. Well, Bruce does. Bruce,
okay. All right. So,
but he's not really a Mainer either. So. Well,
no.
let's talk about downtown Bangor. And what is it that you like so much about downtown specifically?
You know, I was talking to Betsy about this. When I first moved to Maine and coming from different places in the country and in Azerbaijan, downtown has always been a place where I loved to be. Wherever I was, it's always been a hopping place, always, you know, where things are happening, the restaurants, the culture and arts and all of that. And when I first moved to Maine 12 years ago, there was not a lot of that.
It was not happening.
No, it was not. We had like two restaurants and that was pretty much it. And that was kind of disappointing. And I thought, you know, I wish we had a more vibrant downtown. Now, fast forward 12 years ago. What a great place to be.
It seems to coincide with your arrival, this growth.
I know.
Is there a connection
that's
there?
That's right. That is all because of me.
Well, let's talk about what you do at First Financial. What services do you offer for folks?
So I'm a business development officer for First National Wealth Management, which is a trust and investment division for First National Bank. So I work with a lot of individuals, a lot of municipalities, nonprofits on managing the funds, managing endowments, planning for retirement, financial planning. That's what I do. And my office is right in downtown. Our bank purchased this beautiful building about 6 years ago and decided that that's going to be their, you know, kind of entrance into the Bangor market. And I've been there ever since.
Well, and we've talked about this time and time again, Betsy. One of the great things that this reemergence of downtown Bangor has seen is that there's something for everybody from retail to services and experts in their field.
Yeah, it really is kind of its own little microcosm, you know, like all we need is a grocery store. And then I think you kind of wouldn't have to ever leave downtown. So if there's anybody out there who wants to make a grocery store. We would welcome it.
And of course, I'm sure you have to love the fact that if you get a break or even if you get done work for the day, you can go a whole lot of different directions in downtown and find something to do and someplace to go.
Absolutely. I mean, just the beautiful places that popped up just in the past couple of years. I don't ever go anywhere else. I feel like that's kind of the heart of the city now.
Absolutely.
Well, I just need a place downtown.
You don't have one yet?
Not yet, but I've been thinking about it.
Yeah, I think that would be great.
Yeah.
And we've talked, well, you know, we've had people on the show who can help you with that too. We have just bring everybody together in one room, Betsy, and we can make it happen.
Yeah, we can make it happen.
That's fantastic. Well, we thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
To have you part of downtown Bangor and then come back to this downtown anytime.
Absolutely.
Nazarin Dixon with us, Betsy Lundy as well. Next week you'll be back and Betsy will talk with another downtown business person, Clarko. Richard Clark from Benjamin's going to join us.
Clarko Clark, one of my favorite names.
Absolutely. And and bringing back Benjamin's, such a wonderful thing too. It was a part of Bangor in the old days and great to have it back.
Yeah, it was one of the things I love about him is that reopening Benjamin's is that it was his first job ever when he was like out of high school.
Well, we look forward to that next week. In the meantime, have a wonderful, we'll see you before Thanksgiving.
That's right.
So just have a wonderful weekend.
Yeah, you too.
All right. Thank you very much.